Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom show. Coming up today, I sat down with Adam, our Michigan State Director for Citizens Defending Freedom. We delved into the current political climate, the exodus from public schools, and the engagement of pastors in our communities. But first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. As I just mentioned, Adam, our Michigan State Director for CDF, and Pastor Dan McGee sat down to discuss the current landscape of Michigan. Here's a sneak peek into our conversation. All right, well, let's dive in. Adam, could you give us a little bit of a political scope of what's going on in the state of Michigan?
There is a lot of lawlessness. The clear goal of removing God from almost every aspect of our culture and government is really clearly seen. Our governor last year was very much in favor of Proposal 3, which took parental rights away when it comes to children. When I say children, they're still under their parents' care, making health decisions. When I call them health, I'm using their terms regarding the way that they use their body, as well as take the life of an unborn child with abortion. But parental consent is going away. Right now, we also see a lot of attacks on homeschooling, which really private schools are right behind. And just a hate speech bill is in Congress right now, too, where, Pastor Dan or myself or any other person speaking truth could potentially, if this bill passes, be accused of hate speech, which could come with fines, imprisonment. And that's the political scope right now in Michigan.
What would you say to another pastor who's wrestling with how to discuss these topics?
Be bold. Speak the truth in love. This is where Jesus said, you don't hide your light under a bushel, but you allow it to be seen. And I really believe that the light is what is needed. The truth needs to be boldly spoken. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I don't mean by boldness, I don't mean that we are pugnacious and obnoxious. It doesn't mean that we have to be jerks about it. And I do think that there are some who mistake a call for boldness to mean that, we need to be the loudest, most frenetic man out there. No, that's not necessarily what it means at all. But it does mean that we are willing to say the truth and say it clearly and without any equivocation whatsoever, and yet live a life of kindness and gentleness and peace and graciousness. And we have a spirit where we recognize, look, I'm a sinner just like you. I've been saved by the grace of the Lord. If it wasn't for God's grace, where would I be? I would be completely lost. And so we must approach people with a graciousness and with a kindness, but that doesn't mean that we don't say what's true. We have to speak the truth in love, as Paul said in the book of Ephesians.
To view the full podcast with Adam and Dan, please visit our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and click On Air under our Media tab. Next, in Texas, Citizens Defending Freedom announced the declaration of border security resolutions in both Denton and Williamson counties. Denton County made a significant move by unanimously voting to declare a border invasion, while Williamson County commissioners approved the item in a 3-1 vote. The resolutions in Denton and Williamson counties were guided by CDF County Executive Directors Melinda Preston and Marsha Watson. This highlights the urgent need for decisive action to secure our southern border and reflects a shared commitment to safeguarding communities from the devastating impacts of illegal immigration and drug trafficking. That's all for today, but before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is James 1, 2 through 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com, where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day, and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.